Right, guys, welcome. So today I want to talk about the concept of following trends. And trust me, it's a very, very, very important video, okay? What I mean by following trends is you got to do marketing following trends. Produce content that's on trend, trend-based. And when I say content, it could be blog posts, Twitter posts, LinkedIn posts, TikToks, YouTubes, whatever you want, whatever content marketing you want, even ads, right? But producing on-trend content. And I want to go over why it's so powerful, but also very difficult to do. So here's an example, right? Back like a year ago when Google released their AI called Bard AI, I recorded a shitty 2 minutes and 13 seconds video going over what it was. Just literally saying, listen, Google released this, it's what it does, XYZ, here's my take on it, 2 minutes. This got 22,000 views in about 48 hours, right? Why? Because it was an on-trend video, right? Because people are searching for this stuff over and over again. And you get on a hype train and more people engage, interact with it, right? Same thing for Twitter, for example. When OpenAI released their Sora, which was the model that did videos, I made it the funny tweet, whatever, right? And because it was like a funny joke and on trend, it got almost 500,000 views, 10,000 likes, 900 reposts, 300 saves, A1 comments, right? And then, of course, people come, they see the meme, come to my profile, check my products, and buy my products, right? Pretty simple, right? Again, why is another example. When it's my co-founder, when OpenAI were releasing these new models and these new stuff, everyone is super scared that they were just ending all these AI-based startups. So my co-founder made a tweet, simple tweet, OpenAI just got our startup, it went up the drain, we got nothing left with one funny face, right? 1.5 million impressions, 4,000 likes, right? All this, again, people, out of 1.5 million people, some of them actually check the profile and actually buy or check out our products. We actually got some sales off of this tweet and off of this one too, right? The whole concept here is following trends. Here's another example. Like a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that a lot of people were talking about micro SaaS. So I made a video about micro SaaS and saying why it was very stupid. Micro SaaS ideas are dumb. Do this instead. 2,000 views. Clearly an outlier from all these ones, right? Right. 100 views. And out of nothing, out of nowhere, this got 2K views. Now, of course, since then, this blew up as well. But my point here is that recording on-trend videos is super important. Here's a guy that does it perfectly called Julian Goldie. This is in the SEO niche. He's constantly recording daily on-trend videos, right? Gemini 1.5, this was just released, right? ChatGPT 4.0, this was just released like a week ago. ChatGPT 4.0, the Google AI overviews just destroyed SEO. This is, again, Google just released this. Google just released AI overviews, like, so we just recorded a video on it. So these just get 3,000 views, 14,000 views, excuse me, 8,000 views. Like, of course, not all of them pop up, but it's recording on-trend videos. 10,000 views, 13,000 views. This was, again, about Google core update. Google, at this time, made a core update to their algorithm, so a lot of sites went down. So the guy recorded a video on trend, talking about what was happening in the moment, sort of like a news. It's news-based content creation. And every single time he does it, every single time I do it too, things pop, right? Things pop up when you are doing on-trend stuff. Now, the issue with on-trend stuff and producing on-trend content is that it's super tiring. You have to be living you have to be living chronically online. You have to be constantly aware of what's happening all the time, right? One thing you can do is, for example, I'm in the SEO space. What I can do is I can leverage these outlets, news outlets. This is called Search Engine Land. They just talk about my niche. So if I want on a daily basis, I can just go here and see, okay, what happened today? Okay, Google start testing AI ad reviews. Let me see what this is about. Let me see, okay, this X, Y, Z. Can I record a video on this? What spin can I make on it to make a content that's maybe a bit controversial, right? I can do this just like what this guy does, but it's very, very tiring, right? Because again, you gotta be constantly in the loop of what's happening today and be quick enough to record a video on it, to record a TikTok on it, to write a tweet post on it, a LinkedIn post on it, whatever it is, right? Because it's not just about looking at what's happening. Then you have to take into account all this information and think, okay, how can I take this information, right? Take all of this info and package it up, right? Whether that's, again, a Twitter post, actually, let's do it, whether that's a written or video post, right? How can I package all this information in written form or video form, right? That's the very first thing. Then, depending on the platform you're choosing, whether that's a blog post, whether that's a LinkedIn post, whether that's a Twitter post or a video, whether that's a TikTok, whether that's a long form YouTube or Instagram Reels, whatever it is, each one of these, right, will take you a ton of time to try and create a piece of media, firstly, tailored to each one of these platforms, the one you choose, and then it's engaging and it's going to pop off. And even such, it might happen that it doesn't pop off, okay? So just know that this is a strategy you can use, a marketing strategy you can use to grow your business. Again, doesn't need to be video, it can be written form, but produce content that's on trend, right? Because it does work. I mean, I've seen it work over and over again. 20,000 views in just 24 hours. This guy does it very well. 12,000 views, 13,000 views. We do it for this channel too. We do it on Twitter. We try to do it. It's something that we can not, unfortunately, not do constantly. We try to, most of the times it doesn't work, but hopping on these trends, hopping on these trains can help you gain these viral-like moments that can like change your life all of a sudden, right? Change your life, right? Let's say we didn't have any clients and all of a sudden we had got almost 2 million impressions off of these two tweets, more 20,000 views over here, maybe something else on TikTok went viral, right? It can change your life from day to night. So I urge you to try and do it too, right? Let's maybe commit to one a week. Try and do one viral stunt a week. And by viral stunt, I mean on trend, following the news, on trend viral stunt, right? Again, this is just something that I found works. Hard to do, doesn't work every single time, but give it a go. Really try and do it. See what's popping off in your niche and then try and capitalize on those news. Put your own spin on it and find a way to package it up in a written or, video form, sorry, to put it out in the ether, right? And if you're online, if you're on Twitter, if you're on LinkedIn, you notice, you interact with the trend-based stuff. You interact with new stuff. And if tomorrow, I don't know, Elon Musk launched a spaceship to Mars, you would start seeing it on Twitter or on LinkedIn or on Facebook or whatever you browse at. And you notice that you interact with this stuff because it's novel stuff, it's new stuff. So try and start producing content based on this stuff because, again, the algorithm also pushes it more because it's new, people interacting with it because it's new stuff, right? So again, try and do this, short one, but a strategy that can work great to honestly just change your life from day to night because we got a ton of clients off of this, we got a ton of connections off of it too, and we constantly try and do it too every single day. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for watching. I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.